3 of the City of Danbury Code of Ordinances by creating a doctor's class program.
Okay, Richard, I see you're up.
Yes. This is the second read of the doctor's spot ordinance, and what you have in front of you is the revised ordinance, which we have met, my staff, well, myself has met with representatives of the Dunwoody Homeless Association and gotten their feedback and incorporated pretty much all of their comments into the revised ordinance. We also have attached is the draft guidelines of guidelines of contract that would be that we've established for the adopted spot program. That's more for reference. What you're really passing tonight is the actual ordinance itself, which would authorize the Public Works Department to establish the adopted spot program.
Questions for Richard, please.
Yep. Robert.
Richard, this may seem far-fetched, but what if a group calling itself Dunwoodians Against Gays and Lesbians wanted to put up an adopt-a-spot, or the Ku Klux Klan wanted to adopt a spot in order to get their name up, to generate controversy, to get some news media? Do we have a mechanism in this to be choosy about which sponsors we choose, or perhaps the role of the DHA in all of this, since they're a partner and they're not a governmental institution? Help me understand how this might work, or not.
I don't know if I've thought about it. I might need to defer to the city attorney on that question.
Who wasn't listening?
I apologize for a separate conversation.
So Lenny, yes. Adopt a spot. Suppose the Ku Klux Klan wants to adopt a spot in Dunwoody, or some other group that's trying to promote hate or bigotry of some kind. How do we, is this drafted in a way that they'd be guaranteed the opportunity, or is it drafted in a way that somebody could use common sense about what's appropriate?
No, all this allows is that Public Works will create a policy for how it's done. It allows Public Works to craft a more discerning policy. Now, there is no First Amendment right to adopt a spot, obviously, so, you know, you can reject Ku Klux Klan for, you know, adopting a spot and then sticking a sign in there, you know, white people only adopt a spot section of Brook Road, such and such. In fact, it would probably go under certain hate speech categories of the Georgia state law. They prohibit that. Now, this ordinance is written generally enough that it would allow the Public Works Department to then go ahead and craft a policy.
Thanks. That's all I needed. Thanks.
And after the policy, then Lenny or Richard, whoever wants to answer this, then we would come up with a fee structure?
If we decide that what the ordinance says is that if we decide fees are needed, and the way we're leaning right now, we're looking to a fee-less policy. We'll see how that goes. If we decide that the costs to the city are such that we need to adopt one, then we come back to council for that recommendation. But we're leaning right now towards no fees. But if we put it in there saying that if we ever decide we needed fees, we would have to come back to y'all to approve that.
I think that's interesting that somebody would adopt the spot and clean up part of our city and then we charge them for it. Any more questions, Richard?
I've got one insertion that needs to be put in here. It's not an amendment to the thing, but I think it's probably something that's omitted just by accident. But one of the whereas is you've got the Dunwoody Homeless Association, Dunwoody Women's Club, Dunwoody Garden Clubs have successfully managed this for 25 years. The Dunwoody Preservation Trust has also been a partner in that and should be included in that.
I mean, that's the language we had worked out. I mean, we're up until
okay. I just don't want
for adding that into it. No,
we'll just call it a typo.
Can we add that as a typo? Can we add it as a typo?
It's not a substitute.
It's not a substitute change, but really, it's not a. Right. I can't say it's a typo. But it is in the whereas portion, and thus not in the portion of the actual ordinance. So we could request the whereas to be rewritten without having to.
Okay, thank you.
We will request that without objection up here.
Okay, thank you.
Richard, do you have a list of some of the corners that you're planning on?
I know the ones that we have. I mean, there's a number of adoptive spots that are already out there, and that are already being maintained, and those, all those will be grandfathered into what we have. I know the corners that we've gotten the most inquiries about are the Shamladoni Peeler intersection and the Winters Chapel Peeler intersection, are the two I've gotten multiple requests for. And a lot of those people are obviously asking for updates of when they can do work. I will say with the Shamladoni Peeler, Georgia DOT is graciously having a project to upgrade traffic, 11 traffic signals, actually 14 traffic signals in our city. That is one of them. So whatever adopt a spot we do there will not have, we won't initiate it until after GDOT gets in, does their work, and gets out of our way, because we don't want to impede anything that they do when they're giving us money. So other than that, we, you know, those are the two I've had the most inquiries about, but there's some others that people have asked about as well.
I move that we adopt the ordinance as written, including in the second whereas there, adding the DVD.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made by Councilman Thielo, second by Councilman Bonser, to adopt the resolution as written, with the addition of the DVD in the whereas on the third paragraph. Discussion. Seeing no discussion, we'll vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it, 6-0.